Hello there.
G'day.
This is Politibabble newscast number 4. Not the week beginning, it was recorded on the 26th of November.
Yeah, should have known, it's the day after my birthday, Arch.
Ah, yes, happy birthday, Sam.
Happy birthday, yes. Sam.
I'm Archibald Elliot.
I'm Sam Rowe.
And I'm Peter Shaw.
Enjoy.
Smooth.
Very much so. Yeah, that was the most smooth intro I've seen, honestly. 100% real.
This is
anyone
the
else
perfect.
Criticizing is fake news.
Fake news.
This is the nitty gritty content that our listeners listen in for.
Exactly, yeah. Or our viewers, if you're viewing us on camera.
Hello.
That's
I'm so sorry. That must
scary.
Have been very scary.
And
yeah.
The camera came on. I'm ever so sorry. At the same time, I was already up at the camera as it flicked on.
Sorry. Yeah. Right.
Right.
Well, first things first.
Happy birthday
for yesterday, Sam.
Thank you very much.
Woo.
Did you do anything nice?
No. Yeah, I did. We went. It was lovely. I got lots of wonderful gifts and lovely cards and messages. And we went out for dinner at for an Italian at the Mona Lisa in Laxey. Go.
Oh.
It's very good.
Never been.
It's very nice.
I'll take your word for it.
Laxey. Anything
on, Sam,
other than Douglas.
It's not Foxdale, though.
Yeah, so. True. Very true. What about you, Archie? What have you been up to? Thrashing King Bills and debates, I hear.
Yes, we're doing debating for the second week of friendly debating. The Spawn Wars, and we smashed, hit the ball out of the park.
A friendly thrashing. Yeah.
Yes.
Friendly thrashing. It was really good fun.
Of course.
All sides thoroughly enjoyed it.
Archie loves to give a good friendly thrashing.
Yes,
to King
Bills. You see, the motion was that this house thinks that all forms of recreational drugs should be banned, and the key part there is all forms. That would include my favourite drink. Tea.
Oh.
I know. And as lucky as on the opposition, and I went into a tangent about tea, because it'd be banning the best drink in the world. It'd be disgraceful.
I'm sorry, but have you had Lucozade Orange?
No. Right. Never had Lucozade, actually.
What?
Yeah. I never had Coke either. Or Fanta, I think.
Anyway, this week...
Yeah,
newscast.
My week was good as well, thanks,
Sam. I was just about to ask, Sam.
Well, I'm going to be honest, you did just start talking about Lucozade.
Very, very impolite there,
so
Sam.
I'm so sorry.
Bit rude there, Sam.
This is what happens when you guys start debating Lucozade versus tea. But fine, yeah, sure. What happened in your week, Fisher?
Not much.
Oh, my God.
And you.
Anyways...
Ciao. Anyway, I was reading an actual, like, it was a Wikipedia page, and it was like, this person visited South Africa and Chile, but I read it as Chiles.
I read what you call Chile
as Chile. Yeah, so. But I was like, how can they visit Chile?
That is a worrying sign.
Anyway.
I weep for our generation.
Oh, yes.
Poor Chile.
Yeah. Chile, anyway.
In news today, the Manon Line, which is the kind of rotating programme, was at St. Lillian's High School, so we hear some young voices. I'm going to listen to that later.
I would, yeah.
Do you
recommend it? Absolutely. We're going to be on it
next week.
Watch the Cast the Russian episode as well.
No, it's bad.
I wonder why.
Yeah. Pretty bad, man.
Yeah. Best one there is. Best one.
Yeah, because ours hasn't been yet.
Yeah, of course.
Have they been to
Ramsey?
All the schools yet?
Yeah, they have.
Yeah, I think so. Are we last?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're last. Save the best for last.
Yes,
I know.
Of course.
Yeah, and we're getting raired up for the Model Security Council by the UN Association Isle of Man.
I was going to be like, can we say what we'll be? Of course we can say what we'll be.
I mean, we've told each other what we'll be, but we haven't told each other our briefing.
China. Yes. I'm the big US of A. Big up Donald Trump. Yay. Yep. Let's go and make the UN great again.
Of course, Ambrosia, you are.
I am Syria.
Okay.
No vote in the Security Council there.
I was going to say Tunisia then.
Also the centre of the crisis. But
yes. Yeah. But no vote, so we can ignore them.
That being said, You might have Syria, center of the crisis. Might have US, most powerful country in the world.
Oh, but we don't have that. Yeah.
Pale in comparison.
I know.
To the one, the only, St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
Way!
Over here.
I had to Google where St. Vincent and the Grenadines was.
Luckily, we don't take geography, guys.
I know.
St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Capital is Kingstown. Approximately like 110,000 people live there.
That's a lot compared to here.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
We should have the mighty Isle of Man as seat on the UN Security Council. That should be my political campaign.
I mean,
scrap climate change, scrap bus fares, go and get the Isle of Man as seat on the UN
Security
Council.
That classic Manx St. Vincent and the Grenadines Union that everyone has been calling for all these years.
Yes. I tell you what we did actually this week, well, technically last week, but since we recorded, we met the Lieutenant Governor.
We did.
Of the Isle of Man.
It was very nice.
And I wasn't allowed to steal a teaspoon.
I stopped.
No fun.
Exactly. I was going
to spoil sport, Sam.
Put it on eBay. That's 100 quid right there.
I'm 100? So comfortable.
It's really a few million. It's from the Isle of Man. Of
true.
Manx is best. I don't think that, by the way.
Manx is terrible.
Get me out of here.
For legal reasons, this is satire. Howard Quayle, please don't deport us.
I am British. Get me out of here. Forget I'm a celebrity. Just get off the Isle of Man. That's the real.
That has been my life for the past 17 years.
How many times is Sam going to bring this up?
Twice more.
Oh yes, because he's 17.
Age just makes.
God damn, that's one of them.
Your age just means you're closer to the boomers.
Closer to
the boomers.
But the boomers, they're also getting further away. You know they haven't stopped aging.
No, they've stopped. Once you get to 65, that's it.
The mindset stops.
Refused.
Exactly.
That's true.
Yeah. They actually decrease in age. Yeah. That's how it works, isn't it? Yeah, yeah.
They'll be angsty teens too.
Did you read the poem in English where the guy got cursed by like witches and then like unaged? This is very I'm pretty sure we had to study it for GCSE that we didn't end up taking, and they were like based off the three goddesses of like
love, I remember this.
That was such a weird poem. Anyway. He was like, he was aging but like his wife was not. It was really weird.
Was it that he wasn't
aging
and that his wife was and then she died.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was a sad time. Look it up. We don't have time.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, we do have time to discuss.
This week.
Yes. So this week, we've not actually found some much interesting news. We have a bit more. Well, we would have had a bit more about Jeremy Corbyn. Basically, he's not in the parliamentary party, back in the party.
Yeah.
That's following up from last week. Nothing else. COVID-wise, it's all very hectic. It's going to be open at Christmas. Very confusing.
It's very much
to be
the same.
Fair, sorry, guys. Yeah. Sorry, viewers. Sorry, listeners. We've had it. Damn, enough of COVID.
We don't want to just keep saying the same.
Enough of COVID.
Donald Trump still kind of not conceding.
But it's complicated.
It's the world has gotten. It's like
we've
hit a
slump. I don't even think the professionals know what's going on.
Honestly, you know what? 2020 is getting lazy. It's just, it's like, and then it just carries on.
Well, coming off your tie, Sam, we do have, there is a bit of news from that part as well.
Scotland. Nicola Sturgeon, is that you?
You know what?
She's back.
It was so never a Nicola Sturgeon accent. And you guys have turned it into that. And now, if I meet her and I'm like, good day.
Sam, you're not going to be able to get there.
And I wanted to go to uni in Scotland as well.
Not anymore.
But Scotland has now providing free sanitary products.
Yes, as they should.
Yeah, first, it's the first country in the
UK.
It's the first country in the UK.
Good
on them.
Good on them.
Well done. Yeah. It's about time. I can see Archie twitching already. I don't know if it's at the mention of something being given
free?
To people or at the mention of sanitary products.
There's an interesting point raised. I think Brucia said it earlier. Who's going to pay for it? I'm not saying that's
Who's
my view. I think
it's
great that they raise this because obviously it should be provided.
Yeah.
But who is going to pay? That's the question.
The bourgeoisie.
The bourgeoisie.
No. Technically, we all. It's not free because you're still paying for it by tax. You're paying for it.
The difference is it's the acknowledgement that not everyone in society can afford the same as everyone else.
Yeah.
There are certain things that human dignity, in my opinion, gives you the right to, and so everyone should contribute what they can.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they should get a basic societal return. And I don't think that's that radical a system.
I will say, I hope they're providing eco-friendly sanitary products.
That's the point.
Yes,
that's what Archie wants to know.
Yeah.
Yes.
Everyone try and be eco-friendly if possible.
Otherwise, the government, yes, is doing bad by taxing more.
Mm, yes. Also, eco-friendly products in the end are cheaper.
Yes, they are.
And we get to keep the planet afterwards.
Yes, yes. I know.
So it's a win all around.
It works win-win. Out cheaper to everything, yeah.
Yes, mm. Yes. Eco-friendly ways to protect the planet.
I know, and something eco-friendly you can do if you're on the Isle of Man on the 11th of December at 12:30 outside the Timber Buildings in Douglas.
Shameless.
You can join the Isle of Man climate strike at 12:30 to demand that the government introduces a 2035 date for carbon neutrality, ends plans to extract gas from our island's seabed, divests completely from fossil fuels, and most importantly, gives the youth a voice on climate change and the
Very
climate
good.
Forum. That's my
Yay.
Rehearsed speech, you know.
He got it all in one breath there,
yeah, that was
I
some
think.
Ben
yes.
Shapiro nonsense. I'm
practiced from that video.
Oh no!
We don't need to discuss the video. It was good.
Yes.
It was. Oh.
But you know,
it was something.
Or one person production as well.
You can tell.
Yeah. It shows.
Yes.
I'm just joking. Actually, good on you for.
No, yeah, it's good.
I'm sure you will be turning up, right, guys?
Yes.
Yes, that's the only correct answer.
Yes.
Yeah,
otherwise, they won't make it out the studio tonight.
No,
at
yeah.
all.
We'll be locked in instead of Archie. Yes.
The tables will turn.
How the turntables have yeah. turned.
Speaking of turntable, there is one right there, I think, somewhere.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you meant a spinny table.
There's one in there.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Table spins or spinny chairs?
Have you not heard of turntables there with the...
I know what you're talking about, but I thought you meant tables that actually spin.
That would be fun.
That would be fun.
Sure, there are tables
that
spin,
I have a
spinny
chair.
Yeah.
I try not to tangle myself up in a headphone wire.
Wouldn't
be too good
to
be grossed.
What we can talk about a little bit is the current state of the UK. We don't have to go into too much specifics, but how is everyone feeling? Because obviously... It's a lot of in the news currently. There is much debate over what the UK is spending its money on and whether or not it's been wise
and fiscally irresponsible.
You know, what is it and what is it, you know, spending that on? Is it because obviously last week we had the military
budget
increase and
very good,
which Archie is a big fan of, paradoxically slightly, but we move on. We'll start with Archie, because I know you have some strong feelings on this.
Big military, small government, that's the way it should be.
Archie, an actual fascist?
No, that was a joke. There.
Yes,
that was
hopefully.
A joke there. Yes.
Anyway.
There's just an overload of spending. You look at the, I think, was it 1.5 billion they spent on they spent an awful lot on consultants, which I am very against, especially with the UK government, Isle of Man government as well. They spent an extortionate amount of consultants and then just returned to a conclusion that any logical person could have just said, actually, you should do that. Dave in the cabinet office could say you should do that, and he's already paid the set salary. Yeah, you're not paying extortionate fees to get these consultants in.
Yes.
I think there's something on public sector pay going on the screen now.
Public sector pensions?
That's being frozen in order to kind of cut that deficit.
Well,
there's a spending Big update, Rish. Was it yesterday or today? I can't quite remember. Saw it on Rishi's story.
Rishi's face just annoys me now.
Does it?
I do have a
question for you, Art.
Yes.
Because you've always been a strong advocate that the leadership is not the party.
Yes, yes.
Which, you know, I respect. I do have a question, though. Given if it comes to the next election and the Conservatives, the party's plan is to carry on along the kind of the lines that it has been going, spending-wise, economically, socially, which you've disagreed with a lot of, do you think you would still vote for them? I'm not saying, would you vote for Labour? Because I'm not, you know, I'm not...
I'd vote BNP. No, that is a joke there. I'm not a supporter of the BNP. I would still vote Conservative, yes, because
You'd
it's...
still vote Conservative.
The candidate is, again, not the leadership. The candidate can stand against
again,
them
what if,
party.
What if, say, you were in Boris Johnson's, jurisdiction?
That would be a hard one.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd ever be in Boris Johnson's.
But you never know. My point is, if it was, you know, I'm trying to kind of simplify it.
Yeah,
if it was a direct sort of, who would you pledge, currently in Parliament, out of the leaders of the parties, who do you... personally support the most? Because while the leadership isn't the party, it is steering the ship.
Well, if it's just as the pick of the political party leaders in the UK, it'd be Boris Johnson the most.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But you don't agree with the leadership.
He's the best. He's the best out of the worst bunch.
Okay.
It's like saying. It's like saying. I hate both cheese and chocolate, which I don't. They're very good. Yeah. Which would you pick? Well, I'd pick cheese because it's slightly better than chocolate, not because it's the best.
Okay.
But you know, I'd support Jacob Rees-Mogg for leadership.
See, I know you're joking.
Though. No. I would. If he stood for leadership, I'd vote for him.
No. Oh, I'm curious. Is this is this satire?
No, it's not satire.
Honestly,
yeah.
He's voting for him for Little Mogg.
Aren't we all?
Little Jacob. I am, of course, referring to Jacob Rees-Mogg's mini-me child.
Yeah. is it Sixtus?
Sixtus. Is it that one?
I don't know.
I feel like Sixtus is the baby.
I can't remember.
I don't care enough at this point.
Is that? I mean, because I don't want to. I want to probe into this because this is just so interesting.
Sam hates him.
No, I'm not. I'm skipping on from the Jacob Rees-Mogg thing. I'm moving it along. And to do with the leadership. Because I mean, you'll agree that the you don't like the current direction the Conservative Party is heading.
No.
Okay. So, do you think that continuing to support that leadership, which is what you would be doing, if a leadership takes actions and then you vote for them in the next election, you're validating their actions. That's undeniable.
Yes.
Don't you think that maybe, like, what I'm curious because I kind of expected.
Well,
who
else would be possible to vote for? You look at UKIP, which is just outright crazy. The Reform Party from Nigel Farage, which again would change the system and be unprecedented change.
What I was,
and the Labour Party, which is awful.
Okay, I was thinking more along the lines of someone like the Lib Dems that you would maybe vote for.
I view the Sorry there as Lib Dem, but they are basically, as described, I can't remember the quote where the quote came from, as a bunch of old school boys with idealistic policies. They don't have those policies, and they are, again, more fiscally irresponsible than the Conservatives. They have bigger spending pledges. They will kind of spend much more. And that, again, I can't agree with. So the Conservatives will spend less than the Lib Dems.
I think, my issue with the Lib Dems is the...
They smell.
They don't keep their policies either.
No, they don't. They have a terrible track record of just going for power. But I think a big issue I have with them is the kind of the idea of being, economically right-wing and socially left-wing.
Yeah.
Because it's a total contradiction.
Because in order to be socially left-wing, you would need to compromise some of the economic right-wing values.
You do. Because
to fund it.
Right-wing economies fuel right-wing societies.
Yeah.
In the same way that left-wing societies fuel left-wing... I got it the wrong way. Left-wing economies fuel left-wing
societies. It's
possible
to be socially conservative and kind of... Sorry, economically conservative and liberal at the same time, but you know it's that fine line between it.
No, absolutely. That's interesting. Brisha, just kind of final word. Who would you vote for out of all the parties?
The Green Party.
Green Party. All right.
Who would you vote for, Sam? Communist Party Great Britain.
Absolutely, no hesitation. Get them in, boys. I don't know if I would vote for Labour. I genuinely don't know.
I think there could be a Conservative leadership change before the election.
Probably. The next election could be, at the latest, it will be 2024. So I'd be surprised if Johnson holds on that long.
I'd be surprised if there's an election before that simply because the Conservatives have like 90-seat majority, is it? Or 60?
It's 80-seat majority.
They're not going to risk that. We saw what happened with Theresa May. She lost a majority.
Yeah.
Good.
And I think that will play into Keir Starmer's play because he's very going for that sort of slow, steady, cautious, pretty centrist approach.
But when COVID's over, it's the first 2 years of the administration. No one forgets it. They're called the golden years because you can mess up, you can do everything wrong. The next 3 years, you work on getting it right. That's political.
Well, and on that note,
it's time to end. Thank you so much for listening. That's using Jeremy Clarkson there in Top Gear. If you have, noticed.
Hugs and kisses. Thanks for listening.
You've been Politibabble.
The music went a bit funny there.
Happens at the best of times.
It's just a technical difficulty. You're so professional.
Have fun.
Space face.
Masks.
Wear masks.
The best blue British passport.
Beautiful blue British passport.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.